We're drinking summer shandy on Thursday. We so motherfucking out here though. We never been this out here.
Well, I've been working like a working man do. Got my act together, gonna walk all over you. Pressure pushing down on me, pushing down on you. Shit, let's raise the roof. Woo! About time, it's the era of the rebels. Cloud nine and the air up in the vessels. Generation fearless, got a taste for weirdness. Flow on fire, that's the way my beard is. Hard times, jump starting to grind. It's all good, y'all, things fall apart sometimes. Let it go, let me know when you're ready though. Don't push me, cuz until the edge I'm close. When the time comes, ride for something. Or live to be 90, then just die for nothing. Speak their heart, your baby, speak their mind. And I'ma play their part, and I'ma freak their rhyme one time for you. Rhyme one time for you. I'm an island, man. There ain't nothing else by me, man. And I drink enough whiskey to float a battleship around this bitch any motherfucking how. Wow.
Welcome to the Miserable Retail Slave Show. I'm coming to you from the Pod Shack outside beautiful Flint, Michigan, USA. My name is Randy, and Tommy, he phoning it in.
Hey.
Hey, there
he is. I mean, I usually do, but literally this time.
Literally phoning it in. Oh, my God. Can't even be bothered to drive 15 minutes to bless me with his imperial presence.
What the a imperial life. Presence. I like that.
Yeah, that's right. That's me, all regal. Regal and shit.
That's what I'm going to go by now. The Imperial Presence, Tommy Thompson.
Oh, no, I'm the Imperial Presence.
Oh, you're just like, sure, okay.
Imperial butter over there.
First one to use it on stage gets it.
Race you there, brother. There's got to be some sort of open mic around that I can steal the spotlight from.
Did I tell you I'm going to Grand Haven on Thursday?
No, I don't care. Grand Haven's supposed to be beautiful, too, by the way.
Yeah, I'm taking the girls. No beloved.
No beloved. You said that already.
Yeah, wow, yeah. It's insane. And then we're going to Michigan Adventure the next day. So
it is insane that you would choose to spend time with your stepdaughters. What a wild proposition.
Well,
way to be a father that, yeah. figure, a mentor. God, can you believe it?
Just call me George Michael.
Yeah. Here's a pint of Fireball whiskey for you, and here's a pint of Fireball whiskey for you.
And a half gallon for me. Nighty night.
Nighty nights. I tell you what, Thomas.
Uh-oh.
Am I the only person that thinks that getting up in the morning is the biggest waste of time there ever was?
This morning was so hard.
This life is impossible. How does anyone do it?
With the thunderstorms this morning, I just went and lay in bed forever.
There's no point in getting up. You just walk out onto this earth all yawns and crusty-eyed. It's so stupid. So dumb.
Have five tall glasses of coffee to get through it.
Well, you need those coffee beans
to
power through. Oh, my God. Yeah. Are there ghosts in your home there? Is it haunted?
Why, can you hear them?
I hear some spooky ghosts, yeah.
Yeah, they're making fun of me. They said that I'm on the phone with my boyfriend.
It's true. He's lucky to have me, too.
Randy said it's true, and I'm lucky to have him. Randy said it's true, and I'm lucky to have him. Randy's got a big head, says the beloved.
How dare she? I am a catch, ma'am. I'll have you know.
A catch 22.
That's for certain. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of twists and turns to this one over here. We are the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We're a big, dumb comedy podcast. Listening to us is like getting waterboarded by sarcasm.
Oh, okay. That's our new motto. All right.
We'll put a spell on you. We really will. And if you hate our stinking guts, if you hate our stinking guts, we will put such a curse on you like that John Madden man.
Like that John Madden mad.
Yeah. Man. That Madden has got that curse that he puts on all the players that that bedazzle his video game covers there.
Yeah, you go on the cover and you're never going to win a Super Bowl.
You're going to get hurt. You're going to get abducted by aliens. You're going to retire.
Was it Megatron on there a few years ago?
He beat the curse, though, because he's a boss.
Yeah. Although but he retired, didn't he?
He did retire a few years later. Yeah, he was all.
Yeah.
You know who else did?
Who?
Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders was on the cover, and that next he was on the cover, and going into that season, he abruptly retired.
Was that the first Madden?
No.
Really? So it's been around for a long time.
It's been around for a long... I would love it if John Madden turned out to be some sort of high voodoo priest. you take a lock of hair, and boom, you're cursed.
Just trolling the NFL. Voodoo and voodoo for the last 30 years.
Nothing but hoodoo and voodoo. He's got his little telestrator, and he's putting X's on guys' body parts to make them cave in and implode and blow up.
Did he play in the NFL?
He was a... he might have. He was a good, really good coach. I know that.
I remember that for the Oakland Raiders back in the day.
Back in the day? Yeah.
Back in the day?
For sure. We're really on the roll with fun here, huh?
Looks like let's have geeks worldwide listen to this one.
Yeah, right? You know, there's this term out there. Have you heard of this? The Sunday Scaries? Have you heard of this?
No, but it sounds pretty interesting, especially to me, because I like being scared.
Well, it's that feeling you get on a Sunday night when you know you have to go to work, and that means impending doom on Monday morning.
For the 9-to-5ers.
Well, yeah, and you know how I love these little terms that all these people make up on the internet. But I feel like I had a case of the summer scaries the other day.
Oh, right, because Randy works in the education system.
Sure, and I felt like the oppressive push on my chest of a panic attack because summer was over. Like I was on that Instagram. Have you heard of this? This is a place where you... see all the pictures of all the people doing all the things you wish you were doing.
It's much like my Twitter where I have an account, but I have no idea or never use it.
Yeah, you know, I notice your account, and you've got all these followers for no reason. And Twitter
or Instagram?
Instagram. And you don't follow
me.
No
shit.
You don't follow me, which is cute.
I've never even opened Instagrams. I have no idea.
I don't know. Where'd they all come from?
I think it's synced with my Facebook, though.
Oh, maybe that's
my Twitter, too.
Like a period. It's Instagram syncs up. It synchronizes.
Yeah, but I've never posted on there or have any idea how to.
Interesting. But I see all these pictures, and all these people are, all these happy, happy people are frolicking in the waters, just happy as sea lions. And I was like, oh, my God, the summer is all the way over here. But it got me all depressed. I'm like, I want to be happy and flopping around like a seal in all these lakes and oceans and ponds. And I just want to be on a boat.
But you don't like the water.
Sipping Mai Tais. I don't like drowning is what I don't like.
Yeah, I do like boats because you won't even go past a water that's bigger than a pint glass.
I'll hitch a ride on a boat every now and then.
No shit. I'm very surprised by that.
Are you shocked by that?
Yeah, because little Randy never learned to swim.
I feel like I just wasted my summer once again. Like this year's just flying by. I'm wasting everything.
At least we went hiking like we always said we're going to
do. Yeah, exactly. 10 years in a row we went hiking. No. God.
Next year, Randy.
I just want to explore everything, and I never get to.
Maybe we can go on Columbus Day, because that's in October, isn't it?
I don't know. That's the day that Columbus gave the diseases to all the natives.
Right. You should know Christopher Columbus, you white male.
You're the reason for all the world's problems.
You should know the Spaniard.
I've never even really been to Detroit. Like, I've been to Detroit, like...
We've went to Comerica Park before.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I've been to, like, 2 square miles of Detroit several hundred times, but I've never really explored Detroit.
Like, we should get a hotel and just go bar hopping in Detroit?
Oh, that'd be awesome. There's only one time I can remember that I was, like... And I don't even know how to get to these places... I went with a couple friends down there to Comerica Park to watch the Tigers, and we were meeting up with this guy that I graduated with. He was a grade under me, I guess. And I kind of knew him, but I didn't really know him. So we're walking to Comerica Park, and I look behind me, and I see this dude on this bike, and he's like standing pedaling, that old maneuver. Where you're kind of running.
Show off.
You're kind of running, but on a bicycle. It's like, Why don't you just jog then, sir?
Yeah. Was it a one wheel bike? Was it a unicycle?
Now that would have really impressed my ass. So he's like weaving in and out of alleys and crisscrossing all around. I'm like, who the hell is this fool? Oh, that was the guy that we were meeting up with. I'm like, oh, all right then.
Oh, he lived down there then.
Yeah. He lived in downtown Detroit somewhere.
Wow. Yeah. Do you still live down there?
No. That's a long story. But we get to the park, you know, and we're sitting there in decent seats. We're in right field. And I mean, this was just a surreal trip. So we're sitting there, and the guy's name was Alex. He noticed that there was a bag of peanuts on the seat next to him. Just a random bag. Like, nobody knew how it got there. It just appeared out of nowhere.
Unopened?
I think it was opened. I think it was.
Okay.
So he's like, I'm going to start eating these. And Dwayne, who was with me, was like, I dare you to eat those. And so he started eating the peanuts. And out of the blue, we hear somebody yell, hey, hey, hey. And it was a guy above us, you know. He's just standing and standing room only. He's like, you're eating my peanuts. Are you eating my peanuts? And Alex just holds up the bag and shakes it and gives him a thumbs up.
Oh, no.
And we never heard from that guy again. So we leave the park, and we decide we're going to go out. And he's like,
oh, wow.
I'm going to take you to a really cool bar. Okay, all aboard. So we go down this road, and I actually see, like, velvet ropes. There's, like, a club somewhere, and there's velvet ropes and a bouncer outside letting people in. And there was, like, only 2 people outside waiting to get in. So it was, like, must have been the hottest place in town. So we go past that. We turn a corner. Like, we vanished into the mist and found this place. But as we get there, there's, like, rubble everywhere and overturned cars. And shit, I'm like, oh my God, this is really the best part of Detroit you could see.
Uh-huh.
It turned out we stumbled upon this set of Transformers, the third one, Dark of the Moon.
Wow.
So, like, all the cars were turned over, you know, and all the rubble was actually, like, styrofoam rocks and shit. And there was security guards and stuff, like, trying to make sure nobody messes with anything. And Alex was like, oh, we're going to this bar here. And they're like, oh, it's okay then, you know? And there's big old tarps with, like, fucking Optimus Prime or something underneath them and all this equipment. And I'm like, can we see what's under there? No.
Was the bar cool?
The bar was like an old-fashioned speakeasy. It was ridiculous. There was a black gentleman banging on the piano, doing this, like, jazz shit. And there was, like, couches, like, love seats and shit. It was amazing.
So it was super cool.
Yeah, and across the street was there was only one other building down that street, and it was a tall, like, firehouse kind of, with a sign that says XXX Dancing Girls. So it was really great.
You went to the non-XXX bar.
So you had beer, you had live nude girls, and you had Optimus Prime. What more could you need? I really wanted to steal one of those pieces of rubble, though. Because it was awesome.
What a night. And with Alex the peanut thief.
He was such a peanut thief. I mean, you can't trust a man that'll steal another man's nuts. You just can't.
I'm working for those peanuts.
Working for those peanuts, eh?
I love peanuts. I think peanuts are my favorite snack. I'd probably steal a man's peanuts.
Would you?
Yeah. That. Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you land on the subject of pistachios?
Oh, I like them. I like them a lot. They're pretty expensive, so I don't get them as much as I probably should.
One time, the Retail Paradise that Gamefully employs me was giving away pistachios.
Oh, wow.
For free.
Okay.
Because we used to do that to bribe people to come in for some unknown reason, because people come in regardless. So we start handing out these free pistachios because we had a bunch of them. And
that's awesome.
One of the customers started complaining to the store manager because they were expired.
Oh.
And so
no wonder they were free.
Right. So the store manager, his name was Paul. Paul. He comes up to me and he's like, "Yeah, they didn't want them. They said they expired."
Expired peanuts.
And I'm like,
"That'll get them to come back."
And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "That's stupid. Everyone knows pistachios don't expire." And I'm like,
"Everyone."
But they have an expiration date on them.
I think technically everything has to have an expiration date.
I think technically everything expires. Like, what is this pistachio?
Except for honey.
Yeah, well, except for honey. What is this?
But I think it still has to have a shelf life date on it, I think.
What is this pistachio? Like, at the infinite nut, it was here at the very beginning and will last till the end of time? Just
the greener, the better.
The only thing that'll last is blackness and a bunch of pistachios speckling the nothingness. That's it. It's the only thing.
Just Keith Richards eating pistachios.
The only thing that's sure in life is death, taxes, and pistachios.
Hey, it might be true.
Yeah. Nuclear war breaks out, cockroaches and pistachios, all that's left.
I'd eat expired pistachios.
The sun burns the earth to a crisp. Pistachios still remain.
I think that's a good punk band name, Expired Pistachios.
I thought you were going to say pistachios still remain. I've said pistachios like five different ways in the last 3 minutes.
Pistachios. Those are spicy pistachios.
Oh, they're the spiciest pistachios. I feel kind of gross saying the word pistachios, actually. I don't know why.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. It sounds just like a weird word.
I wonder if people are enjoying our phone conversation.
I don't know. Probably not. Probably not.
I don't know. I feel like it's going well.
I mean, that's what you get with this free podcast on this, you know?
We're just trying something out. It might not last. It might make Randy drive over here.
Well, I would have done that had you gave me an all-points bulletin, but you didn't.
I thought we were just going to try the Skype.
I mean, yeah.
I was hyped for the Skype.
It's a good
Skype hype.
It's a good thing to try out. It's just kind of weird not being able to stare into your beady polka dot eyes.
Oh, I know your wanderlust over there is missing, but
yeah, I know lust is the definitive word. Let me see. Without you, the world's sexiest gargoyle sitting over there, what should I do?
Well, I would tell you why I really didn't come over, and that's because I am currently out of black empowerment jeans.
Oh, no.
You
had to wear the plain Jane jeans, huh?
I did. It doesn't feel right.
Quality question, Tommy. Why do people seek to craft the perfect joke when it'll never beat a well-timed fart?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
You could sit there for hours, Tommy, and just rack your brain. Putting these words together, cutting out words, stringing together sentences, trying to think of a unique word or description, and all it takes is one well-timed fart, and it's so hilarious. Always funny.
I wonder if, oh, God, now you make me want to, oh, I better pay attention if I ever have to fart on stage.
You should fart on stage.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Definitely call attention to it. You would be the farting.
Just put the microphone back there and bend my head over, put my head between my knees and let her rip, huh?
That could be your catchphrase, let her rip. You could be the farting comedian. Oh my God, just, gold.
Just a picture of me with my head between my legs and it says, pull my finger.
Yeah, exactly, you know, with a big smile on your face. Oh my God.
My tongue hanging out my mouth. Blah.
We can brand this so many ways. This is great. I'm your manager now. We're about to make millions.
Tootin' Tommy Thompson.
The farting comedian. And it doesn't matter what you say at all. As long as you end it with, let her rip, then everyone will laugh. And it's all anybody cares about.
Yeah. And then I'll be like Larry the Cable Guy. It'll be a farter instead of get her done. We'll be let her rip.
Well, you see what you did there is you called attention to the exact thing I was referencing, thus eliminating the hilarity of what I just said.
Why? What?
Because everybody knew I was talking about Larry the Cable Guy, and you specifically said, just like Larry the Cable Guy and get her done. Tommy explains the joke. Thank you. That's great.
Oh, that's funny. I'm still going to make a t-shirt, my head between my legs.
That's perfect.
Tootin' Tommy Thompson.
Dude, armchair producer Doug Goodwin.
Yeah, he's got to get on it, huh?
Draft a picture of Tommy with his head between his legs. Well, whatever he just described, and let her rip.
Yeah, bent over. Yeah.
By the way, we still owe armchair producer Doug Goodwin a appearance on the show for donating $15 for Live Streamers of Cure. So we need to do that soon.
Wow, he can Skype in too.
Yeah.
Hey, can you tell I'm yawning?
Why would you yawn on a Skype call? You're there in your humble abode. You know, you got you got your beloved. You got your your home comforts.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Randy. Yes, I do. It's very nice. It's very nice. It beats the pod shack, I dare say.
Oh, you take that back. Those words hurt me. Those words hurt me.
It's only missing you, Randall.
did you see this article? Probably not. Headline, Hooters is shutting down locations, re-strategizing after recent study says millennials aren't that into boobs.
That's awesome.
What the hell are these millennials?
I just like it. They're progressing as a nation. They're like, nah, if you're not totally naked, we don't care.
Yeah, I'd rather just sit here and vape my ass off. Boobs, right. Man, pass me the jewel.
Like, boring. Yeah. My dad likes Hooters.
Seen that, done that, on to the next thing.
I've been going here since I was 6 months old. I always found it was funny when you take your kids to Hooters, like a family outing. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah. We're going. Yeah. He loves it here. He loves the cheesy tots.
Right. Like, it's the food.
Oh, God. It's so ridiculous. Everyone loves boobs. I mean, you can't beat a good boob. Men, women, gay men even love boobs. So what are you even trying over here, millennials?
I grew a pair of my own, Randy.
Exactly. Love yourself. That's important.
Yes, sir.
It's funny because the other day there was this little tiny baby bird and he like fell out of the nest or something.
So, this is a real story.
This is a real story, yes. So there's a bird bath, and I put on gloves and I put them in the bird bath.
Oh my God. What?
Yeah. And that
nursing a baby bird?
No, I was just trying to put them high up so all the raccoons don't eat them. So
why don't you put this in your online dating profile?
Saving the world one bird at a time. I can do that. Yeah. So I put this baby bird on this bird bath, you see, this cute little sucker.
Uh-huh.
And then I look, and he's at the very edge of the bird bath, and he's trying to flap his wings. He's trying to learn to fly.
Aw.
And the thought that crossed my mind is, it's a good thing millennials aren't baby birds, because none of them would ever fly. They'd all fall.
Nah. Too much work.
Whatever fate befalls me, I'll go with that.
Right. Can't win them all.
And I'm like, well, that's kind of mean to millennials, you know? That's kind of a stereotype that they're all lazy, because they're not all lazy. They're not all worthless.
It's that generation that was born with their phone in their nose.
It's you need to feel sorry for that generation and the generation after that, because they're going to live in a boobless society, and their grandfather or grandmother will be named Jaden.
Right? The Jaden, first, Aiden, Kaden, or Hayden?
The first wave of grandmothers or grandfathers named Jaden is coming, and the world will never be the same.
That's very true. It's going to get freaking weird pretty soon.
Grandma Jaden, can you tell Grandpa Jaden to pass me the orange juice?
Yeah, that's very true. That's what's going to happen.
And Grandpa Jaden has always tired tattooed on his face.
Grandpa Jaden, can you tell Grandma Peyton, or the other way around? You're very right. It's just what, 5 more years and we're there.
It's coming. It's happening.
Oh, for sure.
This world is progressing.
Well, somehow.
Progressing, regressing, distressing.
That's a shirt for you.
That is a shirt for me. It's the how I view this planet Earth here.
Randy Perkins signature model shirt.
Yep.
It's a pocket tee.
Man, I ran into this guy at the Walmart.
Uh-huh.
He was one of those people of the Walmart. And, uh-huh. And you know how I am with people. Even if I know you, I'm not really excited to see you because I'm not mentally prepared for your presence in the real life if
true.
I run into
yes.
you. So certainly if I run into a sweat hog that I used to know that I never cared for and never wanted to see again and in fact forgot about until the very moment I saw his mutton chops again, you can sense how excited I might have been to cross his path.
So, oh, did he say something to you?
Yes. I'm glad I leave an impact on this earth, you know, where people remember me fondly. He used to go in. I used to work at a hardware, Ace Hardware.
Yes, sir.
For years and years and years.
I remember that job.
Yeah. And I didn't realize how made I had it when I had that job, because I was always out by 6 o'clock every night. And so I could sow my wild oats at night.
But then you had to do that terrible thing where you had to get up in the morning.
Yeah, but I didn't care. That was the thing. Oh. I didn't care. Usually I didn't have to work till 9 or 10 anyway, so it didn't matter.
Okay. Because the morning to you is literally like, okay, all right. Morning to me is anything before noon.
The morning to me is just an impediment. At that time, the morning to me was just an impediment to get to the night and more beer. So.
Right.
But
anyways, I hear that.
But anyways, he used to come in when he was a kid, like, I don't know, he was like 16, 17 or something, maybe even uh-huh. younger. And now I'd say he's early 20s, maybe 23 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes, he goes, hey, didn't you used to work at Aces? This is what he says to me.
And there was never an apostrophe.
No. And he looked like a real life Pigpen, that Charlie Brown character with the cloud of dust all around him. That's what this
cool.
boy looks like. And he's got these mutton chops and this stupid shitty beard, and his hair was everywhere. I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, how you doing? You know, I'm trying. I'm really trying. Uh-huh. I'm trying to be a good soul rather than just running away, sprinting furiously uh-huh. away. I say, oh, how you doing? What have you been up to? He goes, oh, not much, man. This is what he says to me. Not much, man. I'm just here with my old lady. And he points at this girl that's with him, and she looked like she wanted to be anywhere and with anyone else than this dude. And he, my old lady, she was like probably 22 and frightened, you know. I'm like, oh, that's good. So
blink twice if you need me.
Yeah, exactly. Tap your hoof 4 times.
So you actually had a conversation with this lad.
I tried to. I'm like, oh, that's good. You've been keeping busy. He's like, oh yeah, well, I'm just drawing that unemployment. I mean, what else can you do? No, he said, I'm just drawing that Social Security. What else can you do? And I'm like, I don't know, work. You're like 23. What's wrong with you?
Right.
And then he ends it with, these are the people I inspire and leave a mark on. He ends it with, I will tell you one thing. I'm smoking a lot of weed. He did that. He said,
Wow. And what did you say to that?
And I said, oh, good. That's what I said. I said, oh, I'll see you later. Yeah. Great.
Keep on smoking that and keep on not working.
Yeah. Don't work, please.
That reminds me of, that party you didn't come to. This is back at the bar, though.
The party
guys were talking out. We're waiting to get into the bar Saturday night at the Blue Bear Festival, and a guy asks another guy, hey, man, is the band pretty good? And the guy goes, they're awesome. They play everything from, like, Lynyrd Skynyrd to Kid Rock. Randy?
I'm listening. I thought you had.
How is that? He said they're awesome. They play everything from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Kid Rock.
I love the fear in your voice when I didn't respond at all.
I thought we lost the call.
Randy.
But isn't that awesome that somebody actually said everything from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Kid Rock? I'm like, that's the same genre.
It's everything covered. I mean, what else do you need?
And then it wasn't maybe like five songs after I walked in, they did Sweet Home Alabama and then put that Kid Rock song in the middle of it. So,
oh, man, I bet they were eating it up, too. Did everyone sing along when summertime in northern Michigan?
Oh, yeah. But he said Montrose, Michigan.
Oh, man. Way to change it up. That'll get a cheap pop from the crowd.
Oh, they loved him.
I bet they did. He was probably swimming in it that night, huh?
Oh, I'm sure.
God damn.
He had his shirt off and a bunch of tattoos.
Oh, were they stupid? You got to tell me.
I couldn't really make out what they were, but probably.
That is a shame.
His shirt off, but bandana on. So imagine that.
I don't want to. I'm done imagining it. I'm still bummed out I missed the party of the century.
Right.
Why can't you drum up another party, like, soon?
Well, maybe I'll try.
Not this week, though, because I got shit to do, and not next week because I got shit to do, but maybe...
We'll just do it, and we'll put it in memory of Randall.
Man, I miss out on everything. Why don't we take this moment to take a quick little short little break, because I got out of pee, huh? And, okay. Well, there'll be a... probably some clip of our greatest hits or something that I haven't found yet, but that'll be fun for y'all, and then we'll be right back, okay? Bye-bye. Once in a while when you work retail, you're given a gift, a grand gift.
A gift certificate?
No, you're given a gift in the form of a lesson in humanity.
Oh, okay.
You get to observe humans and their natural habitat.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Oh, it's the greatest. it can be the greatest. It
makes you feel so much better about yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes something so unbelievable happens, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to tell somebody.
I feel like you're building up to something.
I feel like I am, too.
Okay. Like that race car that's going by?
Yeah.
I can hear that.
We're racing cars right now.
I guess
I'm in the cockpit of Jeff Gordon's...
Of course you are.
Rainbow car, and we're flying around a track.
All right.
Real quickly. So pardon the noise. Anyways, sometimes something so unbelievable happens, you just can't wait to tell somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I have this fucking radio program here.
You get to tell a lot of people.
Oh, so many people. They're going to be real excited. So I'm walking from the back room at my place of employment.
Okay.
A place that gainfully employs me.
Mm-hmm.
The best place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking by.
The most desperate place in the world.
Lowered expectation.
For sure.
And I'm walking by, and this man is looking in this little cooler bunker thing.
Okay.
You know what a cooler bunker thing is?
Not sure.
You're not sure?
I know what a cooler is.
Wasn't my description enough to paint a picture in your beautiful mind?
I know what a bunker is, but... Is it like a refrigerator?
Sure. We'll call it a refrigerator.
Okay, that's what normal people call it.
It's not a refrigerator. Refrigerator is something you have in a kitchen.
Okay, but this was the same thing as a refrigerator?
In the fact that it keeps things cool. I never saw Punky Brewster get caught in one of these.
Okay, he's looking in a refrigerator.
Okay, refrigerator. He's looking at William the Refrigerator Perry. Ah. And I'm walking by, and he's going, "Kevin needs coleslaw." And I'm like, "What?"
Is he talking to anybody?
He is talking to himself.
He's Kevin.
Is he? I'm not sure. It's possible he's Kevin.
Was he talking to somebody?
Maybe an imaginary Kevin.
Holy shit. So there was nobody in the bunker?
Maybe a ghost Kevin. You're real fond of ghosts. Maybe there was a ghost Kevin somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's a pretty popular name for ghosts.
The one fact I do know is that Kevin needed some coleslaw.
I wonder if Kevin got his coleslaw. Do you know?
Well, first of all, that's a weird thing to need, coleslaw.
I don't know.
The way it slides out of my mouth like a wet burp disgusts me in my stupid stomach. Mm-hmm. It makes me sick.
So quit saying it.
Are you a fan of coleslaw?
Yes and no. Depends on the coleslaw. I don't like heavy vinegar coleslaw.
Listen, if coleslaw is your favorite food or one of your favorite foods, the best thing you can get is a clue.
Yeah, I like it on salad, and then I can cover it in French dressing.
Okay. So you're masking the bland taste of slaw.
It depends. Sometimes it can be, I've had coleslaw where, like, tardy,
It's like a pile of garbage.
I don't know. I kind of like
it. A pile of refuse on your plate.
It's not my favorite. I'd take it over cottage cheese, though.
If somebody's listening right now and they're like, "Boy, I love coleslaw. It is my favorite food," I want you to take a time out, crochet a scarf, wrap it around your head like a mummy man, and stagger out into traffic.
Because
you're not fit for this planet.
Coleslaw is your favorite food. You've never had pizza.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That's a guarantee.
I bet there's some weird fucks out there that put coleslaw on top of pizza.
I bet Kevin doesn't.
I'm not sure. I think Kevin just eats mounds and mounds of coleslaw the way he was carrying on about it.
Just to nobody.
Yeah. Kevin needs coleslaw. And then you know what he said after that?
What?
Coleslaw!
Did he look special?
No.
He looked like a normal human
being. He looked like a weird man. Albeit...
Well, that's so
normal. He did not have a mental handicap.
Okay.
That I could. Well, he did. He had something mental.
Probably schizo.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was banging his head to some Quiet Riot.
Mental health will drive you mad.
Thank you, Tommy. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you got that reference.
Thank you.
You're the only one
who will walk across the fire for you.
And at that point, I said to myself, as I'm walking, mouth agape, I'm like, "Is this man really fiending for coleslaw?" Is he fiending for that slaw?
Sounds like it.
And so he looks in the bunker some more.
Uh-huh.
And he says, "Coleslaw? That's not coleslaw. That's some spaghetti shit."
There wasn't anything in there?
Spaghetti salad.
Oh, there was.
But that ain't coleslaw.
That ain't coleslaw.
Kevin needs coleslaw.
Okay.
My God, he needs coleslaw.
Oh, I see now. It's not like it wasn't like a refrigerator for sale. I see. It's like one of those deli refrigerators.
Oh, I didn't realize it was such a complex thing for you.
I'm putting it together now.
Boy, I'm glad I can paint a picture for you like Bob Ross.
Yeah.
It's like happy one of those... little refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
Pile of happy slaw.
Okay.
Except not.
You mean a cooler bunker. That's
I did
what you
say
mean.
Bunker, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said refrigerator. No.
Same thing.
I've never eaten a pile of coleslaw that I ever liked.
Really?
And I never will.
I don't mind coleslaw. I'm not going to... If I had the choice between baked potato or coleslaw, I'm taking the baked potato.
Well, I should hope so.
But if I had the choice between coleslaw and cottage cheese, coleslaw.
If you're a normal human being, you should take the baked potato over coleslaw every time. The only thing coleslaw has going for it is it could be a cool action hero name.
Okay.
Coleslaw.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty tough.
The toughest. In a world grown cold, one man stands above it all.
In a world of Kevins.
In a world of Kevins, there's one man that stands for justice. Get justice. Get strength. Get hope. Get slaw.
He's white.
You're about to get slaughtered.
I like it.
Coleslaw coming soon.
He's white. He's wet.
He's white. He's wet.
Yeah, that's all I have.
He's got weird orange things all inside him.
There you
him.
Go. He's white. He's wet. He's weird.
Coming to theaters next summer, The Adventures of the Wet and White Coleslaw. Welcome back to the sausage, everybody. How is everybody doing? Do us a favor. Go to that Facebook.com. Look for that Miserable Retail Slave group or like our page. Could you?
Mm-hmm.
Or follow me on Twitter or follow Tommy on Instagram, even though he doesn't have any clue, you know?
I don't even know what my name is on there. Didn't tell you.
Be one of our eBays, would you? That's E-B-A-E. Like badass enthusiast, you know? Be a Miserable Retail Slave eBay and like spread the word, spread the gospel of the MRS to all your peers and enemies and loved ones and hated ones and like church groups, you know?
Yeah.
We'd fucking love it.
That'll work. Give us a 5-star positive iTunes review.
Yeah, that would be helpful, too. We're trying to get, like, a whole bunch of those, and I don't think it's ever going to happen.
And what about Geeks Worldwide?
What about Geeks Worldwide?
Aren't we on Geeks Worldwide?
We are on Geeks Worldwide. So if you, you know, you got a hankering for some geeky stuff, you go ahead and go to that Geeks Worldwide, and you can listen to our program and several other programs and find out the latest hot goss on all the geeky news there. No.
Now, do you find this on, do you Google Geeks Worldwide, or how would you find them?
Well, yes.
Or is it iTunes, or?
Yes, Googling is an option, or you could go to the GWW.com. So,
yeah. When would, you know, that's a funny question, because when would Googling not be an option?
I don't know, that's why I said it like that, you fool.
Doesn't Google just run the world now?
It's Disney, Google, and Amazon, and they're all fighting for power. Like, it's a snake, a dragon, and an electric eel, and they're all fighting for power.
I just love it. The biggest internet source, which has become the biggest source of information, used to be like Encyclopedia Britannica and cool names. Now it's just Google.
Google.
It's not even a real word.
It is now.
Just Google.
You just used it as a verb. Or, can you Google that? So
right,
it's a real world now.
Do you think Yahoo executives are allowed to Google?
That's funny. I think Yahoo executives are wondering why they don't work for Google.
Like, right, like some guy still at Alta Vista, just one dude.
One day, we will make our comeback.
Will anybody ask Jeeves? Will you just ask him, please?
Ask Jeeves. He lives in GeoCity, and he's very, very lonely. Playing with blinking pictures of cats and Godzilla. And
just Google Ask Jeeves. There you go.
There you go. That's a little search engine humor for you. That's why we're so popular, because we're just on the cutting edge.
Tackling the today's biggest topics.
We tackle all those issues. We really do.
No Google search left behind.
Oh, call back real quick to last week. We talked about the Bermuda Triangle. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And I was like, is this even a thing? Who cares about it? Is everyone just all right with it existing and not living in fear? So Rubies, are you familiar with this woman?
Yeah, she was at my wedding.
She was. She tells me that she flew over the Bermuda Triangle. She was going to Puerto Rico because she's real fancy and can take trips like that, I guess. Like, who are you to be going to some Rico Suave place?
Right.
And so she said they flew over the Bermuda Triangle, and the pilot actually made the announcement, we are now flying over the Bermuda Triangle, and people started to panic a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. If he really wanted to be a dick, he should have just started a nosedive right then.
Right, shut off
the engine or something.
To the upside down flip real quick.
Start screaming, oh my God, no.
Right. Jump out of the plane.
The Kraken.
I can't control it. Oh, would you fly over the Bermuda Triangle?
I guess. I guess people do it every day, right?
Sure, but some don't come back.
It'd be my luck that I'd run into an iceberg or something.
The first plane in 50 years to disappear.
Yeah. Don't know what happened.
The Bermuda Triangle is back.
What if that's all it is? What if all the world's problems are icebergs? Like, they just take everything out and you don't even know it. The Titanic, all the planes, Amelia Earhart. Just
right.
Icebergs.
Could be true. They're still out there.
They're still out there lurking.
Rearing their ice picks.
God damn. I can't remember what comedian had this joke or premise, but he's like, when I was a kid, I was led to believe that quicksand would be a big fear in my life.
Right. Yeah. I've heard that one before, too, and I can't remember who it is, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Same thing with icebergs. They're everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All the lakes in Michigan and shit were carved from icebergs.
Yes. Yes, glaciers, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Is a glacier the same thing? I think so.
Well, an iceberg is just a piece of a broken off piece of a glacier, I believe.
Oh, I see. So a glacier is just the tip.
It's a wayward glacier.
Carry on, wayward glacier.
There you go.
You do iceberg. You. You do you, glacier.
It's like the iceberg is like the baby glacier.
Yeah.
We're tackling the real good stuff now. Didn't know you were going to learn, did you, folks?
The iceberg was like, fuck you, Mom. I'm going to go live my life, and you can't stop me. I'm going to bust shit up.
I'm going to take out every plane that ever comes by me.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm taking that polar bear with me.
Ah, they're evil glaciers.
You ever see those poor polar bear? It's hard to say poor polar bear, apparently. Those poor polar bears that get stuck on the icebergs there because we fucked shit up, so everything's melting real fast.
But at least they have Coke.
They do have Coke, you know, and they don't have to worry about it warming up yet because they have a big mound of ice there. So,
right.
I don't know.
No, that is kind of sad now that you say that. No wonder they're going extinct.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know what? Just like move south. You're a big fucking ferocious bear. You can still you could drop a polar bear in the jungle and it would do just fine, thank you very much.
I don't know. I think they might be I think their species have been, they probably don't do very well in warm weather.
Oh really?
I would think, like, over the years that they got ready, they got used to their natural habitat.
Well, how come
this is the National Geographic Ignorance Discussion Podcast?
Well, how come the lions are okay in the winter at the local zoo? The zookeepers say that they love it. They love it.
They're trained to lions.
Well, they are, obviously, but
they've been trained to be hot and cold.
You're cold now.
Roll away.
Wow, that was not good. That was. Everyone's changing the station right now. My God.
Very true. If they hadn't before.
Yeah. I don't know. That iceberg glacier talk was riveting. So.
Okay.
I'm sure we won over a few hearts and minds.
Sure. Some news.
God.
Some news for everybody. Getting into the breaking news stuff. The stuff that people really want to know about.
God damn. Podcasting is hard, isn't it? It's hard to be entertaining. It's hard to have a comedy show sometimes. Sometimes you're just like, oh, man, what material do I have? Nothing. Uh-oh, let's go with it.
Let's see where we go.
I guess we do better when we're in the same room.
You think?
Even though this hasn't been horrible, we've done worse in the same room too.
Tommy, I saw this headline and it really captivated me. A 25-year-old businessman from India named Niles Kadikar. Why would your name be Niles? Why would you be Fraser's brother and live in India? Like, how is that name like an Indian name? I don't get it.
It's very, yeah, I was very thrown off by that when you said that.
Yeah, what'd he do? He put over 300 banners apologizing to his girlfriend all around town. 300 banners.
Wow.
With his girlfriend's name, says, "I am sorry." 300 on a route that she was likely to take to work on that day.
Well, what was her name? Did she have a name indigenous to the land?
Shivdi.
What?
S-H. Shut up.
Shirty?
Excuse me.
S-H. Like you got your little shirty on?
S-H-I-V-D-E.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shivdi. Okay. Yeah, that sounds Indian, I guess.
Sure. It reminded me of that plywood apology that I saw that one day.
Why don't you remind the folks of that?
I was on my way to work, and at a random stop sign, somebody had written a plywood apology. They wrote, I don't remember the girl's...
Becky, I'm sorry, or something like that?
Ah, jeez, I don't remember the girl's name. Yeah, it was the girl's name, and it said, "I am sorry," with a heart, and it was on a piece of plywood. The words were spray painted on very badly, and he placed the plywood against the stop sign. Like, did you win?
Beating heart.
Yeah, you're romantic.
Single tear.
Kind of a far cry from standing outside her window with a boombox, huh?
He hasn't seen that movie yet.
300 banners, though. Isn't that a bit of an overkill?
Well, did it work?
Probably not. Oh, by the way, the police might want to arrest him because he disrupted the public. So,
Wow. He's just trying to get a little heart, you know? Just, you know, a little healing going.
You put up 300 sorry banners. You did something wrong. And I want to know what it was.
I wonder if he slept with another Shervdi.
Oh, man. See? These guys out there are snakes, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all you hot CW babes need to get at
CW?
Me.
CW?
Yeah, you know the CW. You're familiar with that TV channel?
Okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
The CW is, if you're not familiar, has all these programs on it with the world's most attractive people. And some of the programs are stupid. Some are decent. But everyone is like super attractive, and they all play hot teens on the show, and they're all in their 30s, and they're all beautiful, and they all have immaculate eyebrows. And
isn't it Supernatural on the CW?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show.
A lot of ladies like those two boys, too.
Yeah, so. Sam and Dean. Hot.
Hot. AF.
The Winchester boys.
I mean, they got some dumb it wouldn't surprise me if one day they had like a sexy Edgar Allan Poe show on there just called Poe. And like he has this
right.
Coming this fall on the CW, Poe. And he's got this girlfriend that he's super into, and her name's Raven, and Raven is like, "Oh my god, he's so dark and dreary, he's like damaged. Oh my god. There's just something about
write
him."
This, Randy.
And then it flashes across the screen, Poe.
Yeah. She's like, "Oh my god, I just love Eddie, but Jesus."
He would be Eddie, he really would, because it would be set in 2018, and he like probably works at a coffee shop.
Sure.
He's just an angry, bitter, morose barista.
But it's the CW, so he's still wearing those fluffy shirts.
Oh, he's got a fluffy shirt. He's probably got bangs in his eyes. Some wild haircut that only looks good on him.
Only wears black leather boots.
Yeah.
And skinny jeans tucked in.
And he's like, "Raven, come back to me.
This is good.
But you're so sad."
He's like, "My telltale heart
My telltale heart beats for you.
That's good. I think you can write it. The Eddie Allen Poe story.
Yes. But Eddie, I can't. Our parents won't approve.
Oh, that's so Raven.
That's so Raven. Like, she's always playing with Eddie's heart. Poe, this fall on the CW.
Right, premieres Halloween night. That's a good one. You should write the president of the CW. I bet you they'd make it.
Yeah, and it would just have, like, this boy's face, but with bangs and just, like, all in shadows except for one eye.
Yeah, he's very pensive. He's very, maybe Rob Thomas can play him.
Yeah, and it would just say,
Rob Thomas could probably pull off a 17-year-old.
It would just say Poe in white letters, and then the tagline was, like, love is poetry.
Right. But there'd be like a crow or something, or a raven on the end of the E.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
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 And it flaps its wings once.
It, well, it's got to, you know. It's got to. That's how you draw attention to the title. Poe.
There's a sound of a beating heart.
Yeah, and there'd be a lot of like indie rock acoustic bands providing the soundtrack. And
sure.
Like,
this is great. This is almost as good as Seasick.
Yeah, not quite. But you know,
misconnection, Randy.
What?
I don't have one. I just figured you did.
I don't. I could probably look some up real quick, though.
Maybe. Uh-oh.
Oh, I do have this though. This isn't a misconnection, but it's from Craigslist, and I saw this, and it blew my fucking mind. So, this is from the best of Craigslist. Apparently, there. You can nominate shit for the very best.
I want to read the worst of Craigslist.
Yeah, that's really what I... Well, I mean, best is kind of sarcastic.
Yeah, oh, I get it. Yeah.
Usually, the best, yeah, best is a millennial word for worst. You understand? Kind of like back in the day, bad was awesome. Oh, yep. That's bad. It meant it was awesome. Now bad means bad.
Mm-hmm.
Language
it's
is
full
very...
circle.
Language is very tough to keep up with, you understand? So this is on Best of Craigslist. And I think it's a like a wants ad, kind of. Or I don't know what you would call it. I don't know what the category is, but I saw this and I just had to share. The headline is, want to watch a live birth on mushrooms.
Who's that mushrooms? The baby, the mother, or the person?
Well, let's get there. Hey there. This is how it starts. Hey there. My friends and I were trying to figure out the craziest thing we could do on magic mushrooms and realized that watching a live childbirth would be by far the most incredible, mind-blowing experience that we could think of. I mean, that's insanity territory right there.
Well, at least they're not asking to go someplace like hospices and watch people die.
Yeah, but that's kind of boring, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, that's super boring. Like, they close their every movie I ever saw, they close their eyes and they say some like fascinating, like profound words, and then their head tilts to the side and they close their eyes.
And that's how it always happens.
And the person that they're talking to rocks them. John? Jaden? No.
Grandpa Jaden,
no. But I mean, you're watching life explode into this planet from out of the blue.
I see.
Out of the black hole of nothingness comes this life. Oh my God. On magic mushrooms even, you'd be seeing all sorts of unspeakable demons.
And that's all this kid says?
No, there's more.
There's a lot more?
I'm just, you know, pontificating. Do you believe when you take psychedelics, Tommy, that you can see different dimensions? Or is your mind just...
No, I've never taken them, but I know a lot of people have, and I've never heard anything like that.
What is that thing, like GMT or something? And you take it and you can see, like, demons ripping through the air?
Yeah, you're supposed to ascend, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Isn't that wild? What if you can actually see into another dimension?
Then if it was for certain, I'd probably be like, give me that.
I like to believe it is. I like to believe this world has a little magic in it. What's wrong with that?
Sure.
I like to believe that Bigfoot is actually out there. I mean, maybe people are just like Yeti blind or something. They can't, like, some people are colorblind. Like, maybe humanity's like Yeti blind, Bigfoot blind. We can't actually see or perceive the Bigfoot. And he's standing over there tapping on the fucking trees. Like, I'm right here, dude. Tap, tap, tap.
My buddy.
I'm right
my
here.
My buddy Brent Terhune has a show, a joke that says Bigfoot has a show that he's never even on.
True.
And he just kind of makes some jokes about that. He's like, he's on more beef jerky commercials than he is his own damn show. But it's funnier than that, so.
We are looking for a woman with child who would permit five respectful 27-year-old men to watch her give live birth while on magic mushrooms.
Oh, the respect level is just through the roof.
How would you say no to this? Five men gape, watching mouths agape at your vagina,
dude,
as your baby child is being born into this planet. What would be wrong with that?
The first three words that your child hears, dude, whoa, gross.
Yeah. Compensation is negotiable, but for sure at least 100 a person. Oof, that's 500. Like, babies are expensive.
Besides the crib.
Yeah. A couple packs of diapers. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Compensation is negotiable, but for sure at least $100 a person. And the knowledge of knowing that you just blew some people's mind having a baby come out of you. This offer may not be for everyone. If you know someone who may be interested, please share this offer so that we might fulfill our dream of watching a live birth on mushrooms.
Wow.
I mean,
like, I wonder how the doctor would just be like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah. Why don't you go to a farm and pay a farmer, and I'm sure he'll let you watch a horse being born or something. That's
right,
wild,
which
would
probably too. Be a lot cooler.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a horse being born?
Four legs drop out of that thing?
Yeah, it's gross.
You've seen it?
Yeah, for some reason.
You watching bestiality porn?
I'm watching The Miracle of Life, okay? I mean, who hasn't watched a horse being born, for crying out loud?
Like, how did Pokey come into this world?
Yes. How did Gump... oh, my God. How did Gumby come into this world? What a demon. Well, this has been the Miserable Retail Slave Show. Tommy's a tired little boy. You go, babe, bye real quick. Turn on your little nightlight. Put PJs on. Get all tucked in.
Oh,
baby.
Man, you're just setting the scene for me. I like it.
I know. I am. So,
well, this hasn't been a bad episode.
So we will see you next time. In the meantime, you have a task, a chore, a homework assignment. We want you to be the best miserable retail slave eBays you can be. Tell a friend, would you? Leave us a review on the iTunes. We're trying to beat the Epic Film Guys in iTunes reviews. They got like, I think they got like 100 or something. That's stupid. We're much cooler than they are. So,
hell yeah.
So give us all your iTunes reviews and give us all your attention and throw all your money at us at patreon.com/miserableretailslave.
I'm glad you threw that last one in there because I was going to say that too. So.
Yeah, and go to Geeks Worldwide, please. Thank you.
All right.
All the cheap plugs are out of the way. There's nothing left to do but to say, we'll see you next time.
Bye.